From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Overseas voting is underway for French citizens in the crucial presidential runoff between far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. In New York, Salomon Azoulay cast his vote at the Consulate General's office in New York City.
I think it's very worrisome now with extreme right, which is quite high in the polls, and we'll see what the latest result will show. So I'm very worried about this. I don't like the extreme. I don't think it's good for France. I think it's better to be moderate, and Macron can give the chance for France to be in the center, and that's what we need.
Meanwhile, a French government official says the state cybersecurity agency will investigate a hacking attack that targeted presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron. The official said the Macron team had asked the Campaign Oversight Commission Saturday to bring in the cybersecurity agency ANSSI to study the hack. A large volume of confidential data posted online near midnight Friday included troves of emails and accounting records from the Macron campaign. Because of French laws prohibiting any political discussions until the polls close on Sunday evening, no detailed information was available on how damaging the hacked documents might be. Thousands of women, many of them dressed in all white, marched in Venezuela's capital Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. Pro-Maduro demonstrations were also held. The ongoing demonstrations started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's March 30th announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court later reversed that position. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. After more than 3 years in captivity, 82 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram have been released. Military officials in Nigeria say the girls were released in the town of Bangui near the border with Cameroon. The officials said the girls would be flown to the capital of Borno State, Maiduguri, on Sunday. A government statement said the girls were released in exchange for some Boko Haram suspects held by the authorities. 276 schoolgirls were kidnapped, that is, from Chibok in 2014. 57 of them managed to escape early in the ordeal, another 21 released in October of last year after negotiations brokered by the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Swiss government. Three other girls were also found. Boko Haram has waged an insurgency aimed at creating an Islamic State in Nigeria. At least 35 people, most of them young children, were killed after a bus carrying students lost control and crashed in northern Tanzania. Officials said the dead included 32 students, two teachers, and the bus driver. A regional police commander said the bus had been carrying the students from a primary school in Arusha for an examination when it skidded off the road and plunged into a gully. Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia beheaded two government soldiers they captured Saturday near the town of Mahade, 35 kilometers north of Jowhar and the provincial capital of the Middle Shabelle region. The head of the Somali National Army 30th Contingent, Lieutenant Colonel Omar Ali Addo, told VOA's Somali service the militants intercepted a civilian passenger vehicle in which the two unarmed, out-of-uniform soldiers were traveling. The militants forced them to get out of the car, took them to a nearby village, and beheaded them. The Pentagon has identified a U.S. Navy SEAL killed while fighting the Al-Shabaab terrorist group in Somalia as Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Kyle Milliken. The 38-year-old Milliken was killed Thursday when a U.S. aircraft came under fire while dropping off Somali soldiers at a target area about 65 kilometers west of Mogadishu. Two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. And Always Dreaming has won the 143rd Kentucky Derby, the first jewel of U.S. horse racing's Triple Crown in Louisville, Kentucky. Always Dreaming, with John Velasquez aboard, splashed around a sloppy track to beat out a pair of long shots, Looking at Lee and Battle of Midway. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.